Welcome to Daily Bread Today. I'm your host, Javier Dubon. I hope you're all doing well. Fantastic that you woke up feeling great. If you are not, it is okay. Because today is another day, an opportunity to fight the good fight, to start fresh, to make things happen, to bring change in your life, to correct the wrongs, to succeed the failures, to give yourself the opportunity to renew. And today, we're going to talk about renewing, because it is time for you to renew your lease on life, because every day your life is renewed with a lease on life that God grants you to wake up, to strive, to succeed, and He has a purpose for you. And in those failures that you wake up and you're like, oh, today's going to be a great day, and then comes across that trouble, that drama, that situation, it's okay. Figure it out. You're smart. You're wise. You can do this. Don't lack the patience. Don't be angry with yourself because you haven't figured it out. This is the part that you do the work. This is the part that you got up today and you figure it out because you were renewed. A new day on life. Your life lease has been renewed. You got a whole nother 24 hours. God willing. Be grateful for them. Troubles come and go. Family comes and goes. Friends come and goes. Jobs come and goes. Life is minute by minute, second by second. Because that minute by minute and second by second is never promised. As you know that. So I believe that you were brought into this world. And you would be doing great things if you allow yourself to do great things. If you just focus on yourself, stop focusing on the friends and the family and the interruptions and all of the intrusion of influences that float around you, that physically live around you. Certain urges that lead you to not being the best version of you. You have the potential. You asked for a blessing, you prayed. Sometimes you don't get the answer that you want, but you got an answer that you needed. Focus on that. Renew your opportunities by giving yourself the opportunity to take care of your health, of your finances, of your spiritual health, your mental health, those around you, such as friends, family, colleagues, because it takes a village to live in this world. But that village doesn't thrive without God's blessing. So don't forget, your spiritual health is the most important of it all. Because when you're connected to the man above, he'll complete his promises, his blessings, his guidance, his love, his mercy, his grace over you. That's how I get by. I don't wake up every day, oh, ecstatic. Oh my, I am so inspirational. Not being a negative Nancy, but I'm being realistic. I'm human just like you. And we got to just renew our minds and realize that some days we wake up grumpy, but most days we wake up happy. And we have the opportunity to renew every bit of our lives. Don't get stuck in a season. Don't get stuck in a moment. Don't get stuck in an emotion, because emotions can fail you. Sometimes we make bad decisions out of emotions or impulse. But you can always restore what you've done wrong. Because every day you wake up, that's another day, another opportunity. Renew that life. Take that step forward. Refresh your mind. Release what needs to be let go of so you can go ahead and prosper onto the new you, the better you, the improved you. Walk around knowing who you are. Walk around renewed, established. Confirm your identity. Sometimes, yes, we have to take time to really meditate in what we really want and focus and, you know, pray about things and just make the proper decisions. But walk around with confidence. Know your identity and your purpose and who you are. And if you're working towards finding that, that's fine as well. But you're given an opportunity daily. Renew that opportunity by taking advantage of your life to its full extent and potential. Don't go back to old ways, bad patterns, bad friendships, and bad family members. Because let's be real, you lay with dogs, you get fleas. That's what I heard, you know, that people say, and kind of makes sense to me. Renewing is that daily lease you get. One of the Bible verses that help me understand that is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It goes like this. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. His will for you is for you. It is not predestined by other people or by their wishes of what they would expect, want, or demand from you. God has a purpose and a will for you. Live for you. Be kind to those around you. Don't be selfish, but live for you. You were given the opportunity to renew your life today by doing great things today. Live for you. Strive. But bless those around you with your love, with your kindness, with your inspiration, with your prosperity, with helping when you can, willingly, in a generous and honorable way. Don't always feel like you have to do everything for everyone and save everyone and keep up the, you know, the momentum and that status of, I'm the savior today. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, focus on everybody else. Help everybody else solve their problems, and I'm here draining in a cup of water. No. They got the same 24 hours just like you did. They can renew as well. Be a support to each other. Yes. Because it takes a village to succeed in life. It really does. But God has a purpose for us all, and He renews our lives daily. That's a blessing. So renew that health, renew that mindset, renew that career or that skill set, a new job, that relationship, your spiritual life, your mental health. Let's talk about physical appearance. If you're not happy with that, well, start changing that. And I'm not talking about surgery or that that's bad. You can nip and tuck if you want, but work on your health. Work on a skin routine. Work on losing some weight. You want a, you know, six pack? Work on tightening that body. You know? You want a certain look? Go get that haircut. You were given the opportunity today to go ahead and venture out into the world and have fun, enjoy yourself, explore, travel. I love traveling. I'm in the travel industry. I work in hospitality. You know? I'm all for that. Renew your opportunities of living, of exploring, of enjoying. God created you to do great things with you, through you, for you. The book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, says, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. God brought you into this world, and He is now done with you. He renewed your license today to live, to explore, to wonder, to create, to inspire, to receive, to reflect. Renew your life and do great things. Take that step, that leap of faith. Don't be afraid. I wish you well from your blessings to your choices, to the favor, to the grace, and the mercy that God gives us all. Get up, renew yourself, take that renewal daily, Live your best life. Succeed. Win. You are a winner. Be happy. Because today you get to live. Thank you for listening. Be blessed. Be favored. This is Daily Bread Today. I'm Javier Dubon.